Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Gordy Fine Art and Framing Company, rescuing family treasures, including mounting old photographs, displaying military medals, and restoring frames to their original form and vibrancy. More information at gordyframing.com.
I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Wendy Lee's photograph, Engulfed in Liquid Light, portrays a humanoid figure that appears to be consumed by an orange, yellow, and red flame. The black background recedes infinitely, and a thin, vibrant blue line swirls around the figure as it emerges from the dark void. The colors of this print are saturated and striking. The title, Engulfed in Liquid Light, conveys both the sense of fluidity that permeates the entire scene and the role that both light and liquid play in producing this type of photograph. The process is called cibachrome, which consists of 13 steps involving silver dye bleach and paper that was pre-treated with three layers of chemicals. Each layer is sensitive to a different color of light, blue, green, and red. The cibachrome process results in glossy prints with vivid colors that do not fade as easily as a photograph from your inkjet printer. It is a type of photographic printing that artists in the late 20th century used to ensure the longevity and vibrancy of their images, but it's rarely used today because the materials are hard to find. We'd like to thank Ball State student Dee Shockney for their research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and psu.edu/artmuseum.